You're watching the World Press TV Top 5. We're coming to you live from our headquarters in Tehran. I'm Kenny Fatima. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Now, the Iranian president has hit back at the U.S. Secretary of State after his threatening remarks against the Islamic Republic. Hassan Rouhani said the current U.S. administration has switched back to the era of former President George W. Bush and is repeating years-old claims against Iran. He stressed that all countries are independent and no nation allows the United States to make decisions about its internal affairs. Rouhani said the Iranian people will not heed the former U.S. spy chief Mike Pompeo's rhetoric because they have already heard similar threats in the past. Meanwhile, Iran's foreign minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has also condemned Pompeo's anti-Tehran threats.
U.S. diplomacy sham is merely a regression to old habits, imprisoned by delusions and failed policies, dictated by corrupt special interest. It repeats the same wrong choices and will thus reap the same ill rewards. Iran, meanwhile, is working with partners for post-U.S. JCPOA solutions.
In a statement, the Iranian Foreign Ministry condemned Pompeo's rhetoric against the Islamic Republic. The statement stressed that the U.S. has no right to interfere in Iran's internal affairs. It noted that such threats and accusations are aimed at diverting attention from Washington's violation of the international nuclear agreement. Joining us via Skype from Broadlands is Richard Black. He's a Virginia State Senator. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Black. Now, first of all, both the Iranian foreign minister and the Iranian president have slammed Mike Pompeo's rhetoric and said that this is blatant interference in Iran's internal affairs. Do you see it that way?
Well, I do. Unfortunately, the president now has in place a war cabinet. Mike Pompeo is—he's a very bright man, but he is extremely warlike, and he is determined to increase the level of violence and bloodshed in the Middle East if he possibly can.
Right. Now, also what we've seen is the Iranian foreign minister warning against this type of rhetoric and this policy stance, saying this is a regression to old failed policies toward Iran. Do you think this is a failed policy?
I do. I think the United States, from the time that we instigated the war between Iraq and Iran, has we have constantly blundered, and we now have the whole Middle East aflame. When we orchestrated the attack on Syria, we really laid the whole groundwork for that, and many people have died. We invaded Iraq, and a million people died for something that turned out not to be true at all. Back in 2001. General Wesley Clark, the former Supreme Allied Commander of Europe, said that in 2001, he found that we had a list of seven countries in the Middle East that we intended to overthrow. The last on the list was Iran, and I think that we continue to march. I'm not entirely sure how much power or authority the President of the United States has over the foreign policy establishment. But there's no doubt that they are extremely bellicose and that countries in the Middle East need to be cautious.
Right, and before I let you go, Senator Black, there is also this concern by many that considering that this has been a failed policy, that the U.S. foreign policy apparatus is adopted time and time and again, why is it that they keep going back to it, considering it bears no results?
There's enormous profit in war, and there's also the ability to manipulate the oil and gas markets. Those are big things. Also, Saudi Arabia has a bizarre form of Sunni Islam known as Wahhabism, which is extraordinarily brutal beyond anything in human lifetimes. It's ironic that the United States accuses Iran of being the largest sponsor of global terrorism. I have researched, and I can find little or no support for the idea that Iran supports terrorism. On the other hand, there is an abundance of evidence that Saudi Arabia is the principal sponsor of global terrorism in every nation around the world. We can count off a dozen different instances in the United States where either Saudi Arabia was directly involved, such as the 9/11 attacks, or whether their philosophy has driven people to attack. And at the same time, I don't know of a single attack on the United States by Iran. And frankly, the only places that they have employed military force has been where they have been invited by the duly elected governments of those countries. So it's really a bizarre accusation against Iran.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's Virginia State Senator Richard Black joining us via Skype from Broadlands. Many thanks indeed, Senator Black, as always, for your comments here on Press TV.